Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Mental Note. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. This morning we're going to have special guest, gospel recording artist, Minister Sean Hardin, as a special guest here on Mental Note. So please stay close for that. We're also going to have, of course, your open discussion on music, entertainment, news, books, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Right here for you this morning. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. I do appreciate it. Stay right where you are, and we'll be right back with much, much more right here on Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio. All right, guys, I apologize for that awful music. I don't know what's up with that. That is not what I was trying to play for you guys. I apologize for that. Okay, let's just go ahead and start the show. How about that? Because something crazy is going on with the switchboard and with that music. Today, Hillary Clinton is giving her concession speech, guys. So that little competition or campaign or whatever she was trying to do to get herself back in the White House, it's a wrap. It's all over. So she will be giving her concession speech today. I know that her and Barack had a conversation the other night at some senator's house, and I suppose it was in reference to maybe her being on the ticket for vice president. I don't know, guys. I don't know. You know, it's a lot of talk, a lot of rumors going around about her trying to get on that ticket. But, you know, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I don't know how good of an idea that is for her to be on the ticket with Barack. I don't think she would do anything to help him with the campaign as far as her name being there on the ticket. You know, I know she has a lot of supporters or what have you, but I think maybe he should look elsewhere. And did you hear, the name went right out of Edwards, John Edwards. Did you hear about him saying that he has no interest in becoming vice president? That was kind of a shocker for me. I thought for sure that, you know, he would at least want to be vice president. But I guess, you know, once you want to run for president, if you don't win, who wants to play second best, right? Second fiddle. Who wants to do that? No one. So, in a sense, I can't blame him, because if it was me and I was running for president, if I didn't get the president slot, you know, I'll do something else. I don't want to be vice president. Right. And guys, did you hear Pretty Boy Floyd is retiring? I don't know. There's some news here on AOL that says Pretty Boy Floyd. Floyd Mayweather Jr. has retired at least twice before. Oh, Boxing's Pound for Pound King says he's really taken off his crown this time. You know, he says the money doesn't matter, and I always hear about him going to these nightclubs, guys, and when he's in the nightclub, he goes in with this, like, big duffel bag full of money, and from my understanding, he just, like, stands up in VIP or stands in the crowd or wherever and just throws out money. And I'm not talking about like dollar bills. I'm talking about like hundreds. You know, he just throws money out into the crowd. And so, you know, he says the money does not matter and that he is going to retire this time. Third retirement, but I guess three is the charm. You know, they say three is the charm. So, You know, he's supposed to put a letter out in the media, I guess today, about his retirement. So we'll definitely be looking for that. Interesting, because I thought he was pretty much at the top of his game, although I don't follow boxing that much. I thought that he was still, you know, pretty good. Guys, did you hear about Holyfield, just speaking about boxers? Evander Holyfield's house is in foreclosure. What's up with that? You know, he has this gorgeous estate out in Fayetteville. It's like at the border of like Fayette County and Clayton County, I think. It's on Old National Highway. Beautiful estate, all this land. From what I hear, he has horses out there, and it's a couple of houses on the estate. And, you know, just gorgeous. From my understanding, it's the largest home in Georgia. Evander Holyfield owns the largest home in Georgia. Well, anyway, I just caught on the news last night that his house is in foreclosure. So I don't know what's up with that. And something about he owes child support. How does Evander Holyfield owe child support? I don't get that. You know, I'm sorry, I don't get it. But I guess, you know, once you make so much money, then, of course, the court raises your child support, so it kind of evens out so that the amount of money that you make your child that's not, that you have to pay child support to, gets a percentage of that you know, a higher percentage than someone who didn't make as much. I can't even get my words out this morning. Anyway, so I don't know. Someone said that he owed like $10 million or something like that on his house, and then I heard he owes like, I don't know, $60,000, $70,000 or something on child support. I don't know. I will get those figures for you guys, though, because I just heard a little snippet of it last night, and it just kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God, Evander Holyfield, foreclosure? I mean, I know Georgia is having a real hard time with these foreclosures. You guys know I'm a realtor, so, you know, I know what's going on in the real estate market, but who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? Evander Holyfield? Foreclosure? Wow. That's a trip. All right, guys, stick around, okay? I'm waiting for Sean Hardin, gospel recording artist, Sean Hardin, to call into the studios, guys. He's a special guest on the show today. So stick around, and we will be right back with more Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio.
Your dreams gon' see the light of
guys. Thanks for sticking around. The call is 347-215-8667. If you want to holler at your girl this morning, listen, be sure to check out mentalnotetv.com. Yeah, you heard me right. Coming soon, mentalnotetv.com. And actually, you can go to the page now and just check it out, see, you know, what's on its way. It's actually under construction right now, but it's definitely coming to a PC near you, laptop near you very soon, guys, very, very soon. Listen, gas prices are going up again. I know. I wish I had control of it, but I don't. Monday, you will see another hike in gas prices. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know, you know, where we're headed with that. Somebody told me here recently that gas is going to reach a peak of $7. Now, I don't know if they were just trying to scare the hell out of me or what, but yeah. Supposedly they did some sort of research, and gas is going to peak out at about $7 a gallon. I mean, what is going to happen when gas is, hell, what is happening now that gas is $4 a gallon? I mean, people are just running in the stores, grabbing stuff. You know, burglaries is what I'm talking about, just running in the stores. It's dangerous to work at clothing stores, grocery stores, anywhere nowadays, you know, where you're handling money because people are so desperate and they're doing desperate things, you know. So, you know, now's the time definitely to be more vigilant about your security and making sure that you are paying attention to what's going on around you. Now there's, you know, home invasions. I'm seeing on the news every night or every other night a home invasion of some sort. And, you know, we're just living in high-risk times is what I like to call it, high-risk, guys. You know, and it's bad because, you know, gas has never been this expensive. You go to the grocery store, everything is more expensive now, so you have to think about, you know, what can you cut back on? Although people hate to think about things in those terms, you know, cutting back and that sort of thing, but, you know, isn't it the smart thing to do? Wouldn't that be the smart thing to do if you used to buy, I don't know, if you used to go out for lunch like I did maybe 6 months, a year ago, I would go out to lunch quite often with my friends or whatever. Well, now I can't go out as much, you know what I mean, because it's just, it's not cost effective for me to do so. That $30 or whatever it is that I'm spending on lunch could be spent on, and now when I'm saying $30 on lunch, guys, I'm talking about going out, sitting down, having lunch. It was like a hobby for me and my girlfriends. We would go to different restaurants, visit the newest restaurants, you know, because Atlanta is full of great restaurants. And so we made it a hobby, and we would go and check it out or whatever. And you may spend $30 on lunch. Well, if that's the case, now I can't do that. I have to spend $5 on lunch. I have to go to the deli instead of going to the sushi restaurant. I don't know. But you know what I mean. You have to cut back on certain things that you could really live without. Like, I tell you what I love is Starbucks. They have this, now that I'm trying to tell you, peppermint mocha is what it's called. And it's just a latte, you know, peppermint mocha, coffee, whatever. And it is so delicious, but it is, what, $3.50 a cup. So, and I would just, well, I used to have it kind of often, but then I stopped drinking coffee and I started drinking more tea, green tea to be specific, although I do like herbal tea too. But anyway, I said that to say, now, whereas I used to have the peppermint mocha all the time, now I just have to have it as a treat every now and then. And I just buy my green tea and my honey and I have it at home because I'm cutting back. Because I have to, because of the way things are now. I mean, if people like Holyfield, think about it. If people like Holyfield are in foreclosure, the people like me, we need to cut back. Because, I mean, come on, if Holyfield can't keep it afloat, then, you know, it makes you think twice about frivolous stuff, you know, and being frivolous with your money, where, you know, I like to spend. So I'm definitely not one of those people who have always been this way, because I haven't. But, you know, when things change, you change, and you just kind of try to be smart about stuff. So said that to say, guys, going to give you the 10 areas, cities, with the most personal debt. So it says menshealth.com takes a look at foreclosure rates, housing costs, bankruptcy filings, credit scores, levels of credit, debt, and credit usage in 100 American cities to see where debt is dominating residential households the most and the least. Now we're going to count from 10 to 1 in two overall categories, cities where the residents have the most and least personal debt. Okay, guys, check this out. Let's see where you can live and kind of have money and not have money, okay? Number 10, Phoenix, Arizona, gets an F, overall rank 91, by category foreclosure 25, housing costs 24, bankruptcy 78, credit score 29, credit debt 9, credit usage 14. For overall ranking, lower is better, okay? So number one has the least personal debt. So in Phoenix, they have a 91 overall. So that's a lot of personal debt. For the individual criteria, higher is better. Okay, so a city ranked number one is the worst in that category. Number 100 is best. So in bankruptcy, they're good in Phoenix. Not many bankruptcies, but say in credit debt, they're number 9. Which is close to number 1, which means that there's a lot of credit debt in Phoenix, Arizona. And overall, 91 is not good. Modesto, California, ranks number 92, and they have an F2 in personal debt. Number 8 is Denver, Colorado. They rank number 93 in overall personal debt. Number 7 is Riverside, California. Again, they rank number 94, which is a great F, in personal debt. Now, keep in mind that the closer the rank is to 100, the worse they are in personal debt. Closer to number 1 has the least personal debt. So Jacksonville, Florida, 95 personal debt. Detroit, Michigan, 96 in personal debt. Sacramento, California, 97 in personal debt. Number 3, ATL, that would be us. Atlanta, Georgia, overall rank number 98. And foreclosure, we rank 6th in foreclosure in the nation. And remember, number 1 is the worst, so there you go. Atlanta's number 6. Number 2 is Aurora, Colorado. They get a 99 in overall debt. And number 1, who would have thunk it? Las Vegas, Nevada, a 100 in overall debt. Wow. The gambling, guys, that's what it is. I mean, people are out there gambling, getting caught up in them casinos, spending all their money, and so they rank number 1 in overall personal debt. That's sad. That is really sad when you think about it, huh? I mean, it's one thing to already have personal debt, but then to live in a place like Vegas where the casinos are, like, calling your name. Come play me, the slot machines. Come play me, play me, play me. And then you go, and then you're deeper in debt. It's not funny, is it? I know. It's crazy. Stick around, guys. I don't know what's up with Sean Hardin. Minister Sean Hardin, he was supposed to be our guest this morning. Haven't heard from him yet. I hope all is well. Stick around. We will be back with more Mental Note right here, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, sorry, guys. Again, I tell you, this switchboard plays tricks on me. Stick around. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. I'm sure you all have heard people say, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And for whatever reason, I was just sitting here thinking about how some people are not, how some people are so finicky, you know, meaning, sometimes people will tell you that they are committed to a cause, to a person, to a situation, to a job, whatever it is. And but they're not really committed. And I just recently had a conversation with someone in my life who has recently come into my life. And I was telling this person, you know, it's really refreshing to be in the company of someone that does what they say they're going to do, who is, you know, not only do they say things, they do things, you know what I mean, to back up what they're saying. And that is just so rare. I mean, and it's sad, guys. Think about that. Think about how sad that is, that, you know, there's people that you know, and it could be you, who one day you're this way and the next day you're that way. And, you know, it depends on how the wind blows. It determines how you're going to be for that particular moment or that particular day, you know, you don't make a commitment and just say, you know what, this is my commitment, this is what I'm going to do, and nothing's going to change that. This is how it's going to be. You know what I mean? And I'm going to do things to make sure that this is how it's going to be. Yeah. And it's funny because here recently I've seen, like, both sides of the spectrum. I've been in a situation where, you know, people have told me they're going to do this and they, you know, they mean this and whatever it is. And then, you know, something happens or maybe nothing happens, but the tune changes. You know, they're singing a new song. And then on the other side of that, I have seen where, you know, a person says, yeah, I'm going to do this and this and this. And they've done this and this and this. And it's like, wow, you know? And I know it's rare because I have a lot of people, you know, not I don't have personally, but I know a lot of people. I've been in a lot of different situations. And I've heard people talking about, you know, situations they've been in where people have promised to do this and said they're going to do that, and then they don't stand behind their word. And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy when you're talking about something that's important. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes I understand things happen and you can't always do what you say you're going to do because things happen. And maybe it's not that serious, you know, where you just, you like, or, you know. But for the most part, do what you say you're going to do. Try to be, you know, man of your word, woman of your word. I mean, I strive for that. That's why I'm even speaking on it because, you know, I'm one of those people that really believe in loyalty, you know, and what that means. You know what I mean? If I tell you I'm going to do something, unless I'm not feeling well or, you know, something's happening, you know, with the most important people in my life, be it, you know, my family, what have you, then I'm going to do it, whatever it is. And if I make a move, I'm going to continue to make that same move in that direction if that's the direction that I said I'm going to go with. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to keep changing lanes because if you do that, then it's hard for people to trust you and to believe, you know, you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And, okay. All right, guys. I don't know what happened to Minister Sean Hardin. Hope all is well with him, gospel recording artist. Maybe we can have him on the show another time. I do appreciate you joining your girl this morning for another dose of mental note. Be sure to check me out each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until I speak again to you, have a great day.